After months of sexual abuse allegations against Catholic priests, regional church officials across the nation are addressing the issue of sexual misconduct head-on. Some have written letters to parishioners or posted messages on the internet. In Denver, Colorado, the Archbishop took the unusual step of requiring priests to read aloud a statement asking for forgiveness in place of the standard Palm Sunday homily or sermon. Aaron Schachter reports.
As charges of sexual abuse have filtered out over the last couple of months, talk has increased among Catholics about the once taboo subject. Now the Church is responding. Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law put out a statement quoting the Pope on healing through divine grace. New York's Cardinal Edward Egan sent a letter to Catholics on how he is handling the Church crisis. In Los Angeles, Cardinal Roger Mahoney posted an internet message saying the Church faces what he called a long and arduous task to restore its credibility. At this Palm Sunday service at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, as at every church in Denver, Colorado's 145 parishes, the priest read aloud a letter from the Archbishop saying, though no apology for sexual abuse in the church is adequate, the sins of the few should not be held against the many.
Support your priests. They need you. Our priests are good and dedicated men who bear the burden of these scandals in the church in a very personal way. Pray for them, encourage them, and lead them by the witness of your own holiness.
After the service, Father James Kleiner, who's been a priest for more than 40 years, said he was pleased the Archbishop addressed the Catholic community's growing sense of malaise, but was also saddened. He said he thinks the letter reflects the start of tough times for American Catholics.
It's a terrible loss of something that we had, some prestige, or something has happened. I think of it as a grief process. It's a sorrowful moment, really, for the American Church, I believe.
Denver parishioners echoed Father Kleiner's feelings of sadness and loss. Some, like Rosie O'Byrne, said she is angry that a letter like this had to be read at all.
It's good that they acknowledge what happened. This had been going forever, and they never did anything. They hide it, and so now it's good that they're at least acknowledging and trying to solve the problem.
Henrietta Basso says she's skeptical about the timing of the letter.
You always wonder the sincerity, since it's coming after, you know, there's been so much scandal. But hopefully that it has the potential to heal victims.
A spokesman for Denver's Archbishop says the letter echoes Pope John Paul's pre-Easter message to priests that the church is a safe place that won't tolerate misconduct by its leaders. The move by Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput to have priests read his apology is rare, though an archbishop's giving an apology is not. Father Richard John Newhouse, editor-in-chief of the national religious journal First Things, says he wouldn't be surprised if bishops across the country are apologizing.
The season of Lent is a season of humiliation, and goodness knows the church has been humiliated. And I think this is not something that we can simply ride out, or that we should want to ride out. A moment of awful truth has come upon the church, and that it is a time for deep self-examination and repentance and reform.
Great debate has swirled around the nature of that reform, but Newhouse says no one should expect a loosening of the rules on celibacy. Reform in Denver includes ensuring that all members of the clergy report suspected mistreatment. That goes beyond current Colorado law, which exempts the church from reporting alleged child abuse to law enforcement, as other groups are required to do. Church leaders elsewhere in Colorado are promising to review their sexual abuse policies as well. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schachter in Denver.